This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It's 7:46. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Olivier Rafovich is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force. He's a former foreign media spokesperson. He's a military expert, and he joins us this morning. Olivier Rafovich, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Boker Tov. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Although it's been a very, very emotionally charged couple of weeks, and it just seems to continue. What is the latest? When can we expect the identities and the names of the next hostages to be released by Hamas?
As you know, this process is a gradual process. Today, hopefully, we should receive from Hamas the list of four hostages should be released tomorrow.
Right.
And we also should release, a list of all of them to know what are their situation, if they are alive or if they are not. I'm talking about the other ones.
Yes, yes. So at this stage, the four names expected later today, those we are expecting to be living hostages.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and all of them should be, according to what we understand, women. Women released tomorrow after the three young women who have been released a week ago.
Right. The last week, the three women that were released looked to be in relatively decent health. Obviously, we don't really know many details about it. I would have expected that. I would have expected that on the first hostage release, that maybe the healthiest looking hostages would be released. Is that just something, my own thoughts on it, or do we expect the condition of the hostages as the weeks go on to deteriorate?
You know, first of all, it's very delicate to assess what is the health situation for someone who has been detained,
of course,
for more than 471 days, even if physically speaking.
Of course, there's no doubt.
So we know, I repeat, we know that amongst all the 94 remaining hostages, some of them are alive, some of them are not, some of them are wounded in difficult conditions. So we cannot even assess or think. We have to wait. And your question actually makes the issue like it is. We are facing psychological terrorism from the very beginning.
Mm.
And information is not fluid. We don't know exactly what's going on. We have to wait. The last time, if you remember, we should have received the first list 24 hours before we actually receive it.
Mm.
And they are playing with our nerves. So we know that the next weeks will not be simple, will not be easy for us.
No, it most definitely will not be. In terms of the terrorists that have been released, some of them have really, really a terrible, they've convicted for the most terrible crimes. Was there no red line? Was there no way that Israel could have said, nobody that is convicted of this type of a terror attack where people died? Was that not a possibility in terms of this negotiation?
At this point, we are obliged The government of Israel actually has decided it was not simple, as you know, it took time.
Of course, yeah.
It took a lot of time with a lot of assistance from other countries, United States of America, Egypt, Qatar, have been also intermediaries in this negotiation process to get to the point. But at the end of the day, we would prefer, of course, not release any terrorist, of course, not murderers, but here we are, and we continue this project. We want to respect this agreement. We are going to respect it. Of course, if the other side is respecting me too.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the state of Israel, the population of Israel, want back all the hostages alive and those who are not alive anymore.
The activity, the military activity that's been taking place in Jenin on the West Bank, was that not part of any ceasefire agreement?
No. The ceasefire agreement is specifically concerning the Gaza Strip and the war between Hamas and Israel. But as you understand, we have many fronts. We are facing many fronts. One of them is the terrorism and the terrorist activities, mostly in the northern part of Samaria, Tulkarem and Jenin. And we are now carried out this this operation. It's a very deep operation, a very large one, in the Jenin area. And we'll continue to do it. What we are facing is, because people don't know, are not aware, it is an extension of terror activities trying to, I would say, even to copy-past what happened years ago in Lebanon when Hezbollah was planting bombs and explosive devices in the roads. So we have to make a stop to it. We have to make a significant stop to this terrorist activity. And the Israeli army actually prefers now not to be in a defensive approach, but to be in an offensive approach to make an end to this terror activity in the northern part of Samaria.
And talking about the North Lebanon, Israel seems to, there seems to be some delays in Israel completely withdrawing. What is the situation there?
It is a very delicate issue because there is also the ceasefire, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also a very serious mechanism in case that there is a problem or something come out. The partners of this ceasefire, I mean the American mostly and the French, have been noticed by Israel about any issue. And in the case that for any reason we have to make a notification about something, so the mechanism will be aware, and then decision will be taken. But for now, the ceasefire ends on Sunday, 26th of January.
Right.
So let's wait. I just can tell you that the Israeli government is on it, and we are in contact with the mechanism which has been actually settled for this ceasefire agreement with Lebanon.
What about the new government in Lebanon? Does that make a possible peace more or less possible?
Let's say that Hezbollah has been defeated by the Israeli army. Lebanon is now trying to get out from this war because of Hezbollah, and to implement rules and institution settlement that should have been done for many years. So for now, the change maybe will come, but it's too soon, very too soon to say anything. Just to remind you that the new prime minister of Lebanon was actually the judge sitting in the international court containing the accusation against Israel some months ago. And this gentleman, who was now the judge in charge, is now the prime minister. So let's hope that things will change because the position has changed.
Right. The obvious question that everybody's wondering is the impact of the new president of the United States, Donald Trump, on Israel and on Israel-U.S. relations. Donald Trump saying that this ceasefire could not have happened without him. The October 7th wouldn't have happened with him. Some of it might be true, some of it might not be true. We have no idea, really. But the question is does he come in with enough gravitas and weight for Hamas and some of the bad players to actually take this much more seriously?
I'm telling you, I'm a formal, an official IDF spokesman right now. My reserve duty. So for this reason, I cannot, on any political issue concerning the American government. But what I can tell you that the USA and the American people and, of course, the new administration are, like before, close friends, allies of the state of Israel. And we are welcoming, of course, the new administration, like we were welcoming any administration coming from this friendly and ally, which is the United States of America.
Right. I think that really does make sense. And just finally, before we let you go, this time where there is a ceasefire agreement in Lebanon, there is the ceasefire in Gaza. Is this giving the IDF a chance to rest, to let its reservists and soldiers who have been in very, very active war for the last 15 months, is that this giving them the time to recoup?
You know, war is not over yet. We have to achieve the goals of the war. One of them is the return of the 94 hostages, and you see that it's a long process, a gradual process, with a lot of possibilities to see difficulties in case. So we have to be ready for any development. Of course, the intensity right now, it's not the same that it was it's a year ago, but it doesn't mean that the Israeli army and the reserve forces are not preparing themselves for any development or training. Let's say that it's a long war, it's the longest war since Israel exists. I'm talking not about the independent war. It is a very, very deep impact on the Israeli society, Israeli economy, Israeli state of mind. So here we are, and just to tell you that tomorrow, all the country, I think many people outside Israel, like you, are waiting for the four hostages back home. And every time it's a big operation, we have to be ready for any development now. I hope that tomorrow it will be okay and will be smooth.
Yeah,
I mean, please, the return.
So. Absolutely. Please, God, another four hostages home is just a massive, massive event, and so many lives impacted it on obviously them, their families, their friends, the whole of Israel, and of course supporters of Israel around the world. Thank you for that. That was Olivier Rafovich. He's a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces. He's a former foreign media spokesperson. He's a military expert, and he was bringing us the IDF report and just making it clear he was speaking on behalf of the IDF, which meant that his personal view was not something that he could share in this discussion. It is about to go 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.